Yes, every Thursday we are lucky to be joined by some new friends of the show, Jazz Shelley and Taylor Mole from Geelong United. So great to see you both again. Jazz, we are going to get to some exciting news about yourself in a moment, but Taylor, tough game on the 14th. It feels like ages ago.
It does feel like ages ago.
Got close towards the end, but just kind of one of those frustrating games. How are you feeling as a team at the moment?
Yeah, I think we've got a week of training now, so I think we're trying to rebuild from that tough loss. But I think we're good at bouncing back. If bad stuff happened at the start of the game, we need to get better at our starts. And I think that's something we'll focus on going into Perth. But yeah, I think this week of really tough training against some boys tomorrow will be good to get back to it.
Okay.
Yeah. Look, it's been so great watching you guys come together as a team. I feel like you've finally hit your stride together. Is that how it's kind of feeling in trainings as well? Like you guys have, you know, starting to click?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, we're all very close off the court, so it helps on the court, being able to communicate with each other. But so far, I feel like we get on really well, both on and off the court. So I think we'll just keep getting better as the season goes on, to be honest.
Well, it does help that you and Jazz live together.
Yeah, it does help. Very helpful.
You have both rocked up. It looks like you're ready to play right now. Have you come from training? Like, what's going on, Jazz?
We actually got to meet the mayor.
Stretch Gontel. Yes.
He's a lovely man. Yep. We got to take some pictures outside the Ferris wheel, so that was fun.
Oh, nice. Excellent. I did manage to see on Instagram, Taylor, that you didn't come back from the waterfront with empty-handed. Am I allowed to say this, or Chris is listening, will he be upset with the nutrition plan here?
I don't think he'd be surprised.
Well, chip on a stick to me is a full – that's an athlete's meal, right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll move away from that in case you do genuinely get in
huge
trouble.
Huge news for Jazz this week, Tim.
Jazz, yeah. On Tuesday, you kept it from us, which is not what friends do, so we're a bit upset. But it's been confirmed you've signed on to play for Geelong United in the WNBL 1 South, as well as the Geelong United side. So congratulations.
Thank you. I'm excited to be sticking around and staying in my house. I don't have to move, which is lovely. That's a fortunate part about Geelong, having a WNBL team and an NBL 1 team.
So your off-season is never now. Because as soon as you finish in the WNBL, you go straight into WNBL 1 South.
Correct.
Okay. So what is the biggest amount of time where you're not training or playing or doing all those kind of things?
It will depend when preseason starts, but I'm hoping I can sneak in about 3 weeks of...
Calm down.
3 weeks of Jazz time.
Going to Tassie, going to Queensland, do a little couple girls trips.
It's not often you hear athletes have an annual leave set up like a regular person where it's like, I get 4 weeks off a year and that's pretty much it. But we're excited. The game's going to be on KO on Monday the 23rd, heading over to Perth. Big flight. Are you going for a couple of days over to Perth?
We're heading up on Sunday to play Monday night. All right. So we'll leave midday, get there pretty early in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm. Excellent, excellent. We do have some other news, and I believe we have been given the all clear. We're going to go to a song in a moment.
A bit of a K-Rock exclusive, Tim.
I've heard that the ice cream man's in town because it must be a scoop.
Oh.
Surely not. There was far too much silence. I'll let you do the honours of the scoop up next, Jess.
Yeah, well, okay. I mean, there's probably someone in the room that could do the honours.
Yeah, the ice cream man's up here. Yeah, okay, come right down. Oh, Jesus, he's good. Wait till you hear the down the street. Okay, it's Tim and Jess driving you home on K-Rock, still joined by Taylor Mole and Jazz Shelley from Geelong United. We love when the girls from the WNBL side come in and every single week, Taylor Mole or Jazz Shelley. This week again, Taylor Mole and Jazz Shelley.
We love the combo even more.
Teammates playing against Perth this Monday on the 23rd. You can watch it on KO. I think it's just after 7:30. Just quickly before we move on to some big scoops that we have confirmed to have get. Jazz, I'll ask you, because you guys live together, do you guys have like a Christmas thing you guys are going to do, like a household Christmas plan before you head off for your, because you both have Christmas Day off and all that. Do you have like a household Christmas plan?
We are doing a team Christmas party.
Oh,
tonight.
Cute.
Oh, tonight.
Are you doing like crap Santa, crap Kringle?
We're doing Secret Santa.
Nice. Okay. Yes. Okay.
So we all have our own individuals.
Is it dress up and are you going dressed as
we might
full
just wear
kit
our uniform.
Uniform players, which you have.
We might just wear it till Monday.
They've dressed as each other. Okay. That's the
all right. Do you know who's got you, or is it like full secret Santa?
It's not much of a secret. Well, we can't really lie. One of the girls messaged me about Taylor and she's like, "What are you messaging her about?" And I'm like, "Oh, she's your secret Santa." All right. Could really
there's
keep
no secrets between these two.
All right. Jess, you made a good point before. I was going to say that the ice cream man's in town and and he's got a scoop. He's got some breaking news. I suggested that you bring us the scoop, but you raised a good point.
Well, there's no secrets between Taylor and Jazz.
No.
But there is a secret that Taylor's been holding on to, Tim. And it's
not upset, just disappointed.
Well, it hasn't been announced yet. She decided she's going to bring it to us first because, you know, we're her besties.
That's why it's the scoop.
Taylor, this is such a huge news. I'd love you to tell us exactly what it is.
Yes, I guess I have an exclusive. it gets announced tonight, but I'm playing with Jazz in NBL1 for Geelong. So I'm leaving the North Conference that I've been in for 2 years and then sticking around in Geelong. So
congratulations.
Both of us sticking around, but
I was going to say, Jazz was just talking about how much she's looking forward to staying in Geelong for both seasons, for the WNBL and the WNBL 1 South.
Yeah.
Because you're up in Mackay last year. You were killing it in Mackay, just quickly. Is it night? Obviously, now you don't have to worry about new housemates.
Exactly.
You don't have to worry anything about that. But to be able to call Geelong like your home, that must be really special. Because I know your family's from Tassie and it's as close as you can get without being
much
in
closer,
Tassie, right?
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, it's nice to be able to have a home base instead of having to move every 6 months, which I've basically had to do for the past 6-7 years. So it'd be nice sticking around. I won't get sick of Jazz and Dougie, but... it'll be nice.
It's
like
good
living with good people.
Yeah, so the parents don't have to split up
exactly.
Now. It's really good.
Oh, the Dougie the cat. I was like, Dougie the coach? I don't understand.
I do love the quote that we received from the marketing team for you, Taylor.
United.
I want to come in and immediately bring really good energy from day one. Like, that is an intense amount of
Yeah, a bit of, hopefully.
Was it when Jazz announced on Tuesday that she's going to be doing it?
Yeah.
Like, be honest. Were you just doing it because you wanted to copy Jazz?
we have been told that we are inseparable, but...
I think you're hearing insufferable. Inseparable.
I didn't want to say that, but, like, you said it, so...
Okay. No, we're so stoked. And, like, selfishly, because we've already been talking about this, because we got to find out a couple of hours ago, that means that you are stuck with us for a full 12 months, not just a six-month calendar.
Yes.
Yeah. So,
does
condolences.
That mean you guys will be back in for 2025?
Yeah.
Because we'd love to have you.
Honestly, why we signed.
Excellent.
NBL1.
Good.
Yeah. That is such a concern. You should re-look at your contract. If that is in the perk package, speak to your manager. Just quickly, Taylor, really excited about your news. There's some camps, Jazz, that you're involved with, some coaching camps coming up soon. Do you want to give that a quick plug before we head off for Christmas time?
Absolutely. So there's a new business being run. It's called Athlete IQ. It's based out of Geelong Sports Hub, and I'm going to run some shooting sessions at the start of January. So if any kids want to come down and teach you how to shoot a basketball, which would be lovely. So if anyone wants to come down, that's just starting next month.
Excellent.
Oh, very exciting.
Excellent.
Well, I'm sure you can check it out on the socials as well, and we'll have you guys back in for 2025 when we are back again.
Yep, so excited. Best of luck against Perth on Monday. Again, you can watch it on KO and all the live scores at Geelong United's website as well. Have a great Christmas, and we'll see you in 2025.